Malek Jandali is a multifaceted talent. We're listening to his music, his performance right now. Mr. Jandali is best known as a concert pianist and composer. He also works tirelessly on behalf of promoting peace and understanding through music. Malek, welcome back to City Lights.
My pleasure. Peace, salam, shalom to everybody.
Wonderful to be with you, and the same to you. First, if you would please tell us about your personal story, how you got to America, how you got to Atlanta.
You know, I came here on a full scholarship to have advanced studies in music, and that was pivotal in becoming a composer. I was just a classical pianist, and I ended up being a composer.
Just. You're a Steinway artist.
Yes, and then I became a composer, and I just love it, you know, performing and composing, orchestrating your own music. You just listen to my variations with the Russian Philharmonic Orchestra. And after many years, I was really thinking about the soft power of music and what we can do to unite people and to change people, because, you know, people can change the world. So last year I founded Pianos for Peace, and I wanted to engage in the community here in Atlanta. I call Atlanta home. I'm between here and New York. And I learned from New York and other cities I visited, they have these amazing public art display projects all over the city. And I told myself, how come I couldn't or I didn't see any painted pianos in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. So we founded Pianos for Peace with Jeff Cohen and my board of directors. We have a filmmaker Amir Muhammad from GSU and amazing team of volunteers. And we are launching the first annual Pianos for Peace Festival on September the 3rd, next week, and till the 18th. It's going to be one of the largest public art displays in the city, having 29 strategic locations all over the city of Atlanta, and a historic partnership with MARTA. Since 1975, MARTA transit system didn't allow any musical instruments on their transit system. And with our collaboration, it's historic. We're going to have painted pianos in College Park, Five Points, North Spring Station, King Memorial, you know, you name it. And we have the airport, you know. We have Piedmont Park. We have Spelman College, Georgia Tech, Rialto, Fox Theater, all over the city.
So you have this enormous display of music and the ability to bring people together by playing and listening to the piano. We should add that much of your reason for social activism is because of the situation in the country where you were born.
I was actually born in Germany, and my parents are Syrians. So for the last 6-7 years of my life, I was born in Germany, and my father was in Vienna. He used actually to attend Karajan conducting in Vienna while he was a student. So I have this diverse global identity. Of course, what's going on in my homeland, Syria, it's tragic. Mm. And what people are demanding is peace, and that's where Pianos for Peace comes along. And in return, you know, what we are doing, we are actually collaborating with the Atlanta Police Department and the DeKalb Police Department, who both agreed to actually join our efforts on every piano installation in the city.
How long did this take you to achieve? I mean, you know, you were naming the partners and the venues, and now partnership with the police forces. I mean, this is the kind of thing that could take years to conceive, much less implement.
Absolutely. Since we met last time in the interview, we have been working diligently for the last 16 months or so. And we call them actually peace officers, not police officers.
Ah.
And we are really thrilled. We just delivered the piano at the Rialto, and we were having some difficulty, the team having some difficulty delivering the piano, and all of a sudden, all the police came and helped us delivering the piano at the Rialto, which was really amazing. I would like to mention that after this public art display, which is going to be the largest symphony for peace in Atlanta, an outdoor symphony for peace, because everybody is invited. We're making art accessible to all. ALL, everybody is invited to come, join this piano, enjoy them, play them. We do have an app for both iPhone and Android, Pianos for Peace. On that app, the user, it's a free app, by the way, the users can explore all 29 locations, from the Piedmont Park to the Beltline, to the airport, to Atlantic Station, to the Avalon, to the Fox Theater. And then they can schedule their own free concert and invite their friends on social media. For example, at the Civil and Human Rights Museum, we already have 29 concerts scheduled at that location.
One for every piano.
One for every, almost for every artist. No, for only that location, I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. I just thought maybe there was something significant in that number. Are there not 29?
Yeah, yeah, there are 29 pianos, but only at that location we have 29 concerts already, or 21 concerts.
So this is not a festival in the traditional sense, but it had to be called that to gain the approval of the city. You've described it as a citywide interactive public art display. Why do you see Pianos for Peace as a social event rather than festival?
Because we are engaging the community and we are making the art accessible to all. We are actually transforming communities as well. It's not like we're inviting artists. We're inviting the city, the people, the students, the volunteers, the homeless people, the everybody to come and engage. Music unites people. And I would like to community, you know, community has unity at the end. We would like to unite people through the arts, through music. And what is the best way, you know, than having beautifully colored, painted pianos all over the city for everybody to enjoy, and have all these ambassadors for peace volunteering to cover the pianos and move them and take care of them. And the beauty of this project, after the September the 18th, once we are done with all this outdoor activities, we are going to donate all these pianos to nursing homes, type 1 schools, autistic centers, any healthcare facilities, and any organization in need, to have the real impact. We are going to impact at least 1 million people in this festival. I mean, the airport by itself has 200,000 visitors a day. We have one at the international terminal and one at the atrium. But the real impact comes through our year-round community engagement programs, where we go to the nursing home on a Sunday and involve the next generation of artists to go and volunteer and play for a child or an elderly woman, an Alzheimer patient, and experience the soft power of music and the healing power of the arts.
Malek, the first time you came to WABE, it really was in the role of concert pianist promoting your recent CD, your then most recent CD, and your touring. Since you first came to WABE a few years back, the situation in Syria has gone from horrible to unbelievable. I mean, unimaginable acts of horror endured by innocent people. How much did the situation in Syria direct your activities now? Are you performing less? Have you curtailed a concert career? Because looking at this initiative of Pianos for Peace and all the work that had to go into it, I would think there's little time for anything else.
Yes and no. You know, I just did the opening for the Skoll Forum at Oxford a few months ago. Just a couple of months ago, I performed at the Aspen Festival, and I met Maestro Spano. Hello, Maestro Spano. This is Malek. And I performed on behalf of the Syrian children who are demanding peace. And I promoted and talked about Pianos for Peace, and I talked about this kid in Syria who was on the operational room. and he was basically dying. And the last thing the Syrian child told the physician, the doctor on the operation room, he said, "I'm going to tell God everything." And he passed away. Mm. He said, "I'm going to tell God everything." What we are witnessing in Syria is the Holocaust of today. We have civilians and children being gassed to death. And I go back to my American values. That gives me hope. Mm. Justice, peace, freedom. And there, this is where I have the motivation and the power, the positive energy to come meet you and do the Pianos for Peace and go to Oxford and go to Rutgers and partner with Marta and partner with the city. And, you know, I would like to thank the city of Atlanta and the mayor, Mayor Kasim Reed, and the entire team for giving us the permits. And I would like to thank every ambassador for peace of our 29 partners, from the Civil Rights Museum to the Piedmont Park to the Atlanta Beltline. So music unites people. At the end of the day, all what I can say is we are trying to build peace through music and education.
If we could step back to the more practical parts, how did you get the pianos? And then how did you decide which artists would paint them?
That's a great question.
Where were they delivered? I mean, just a few of the logistics.
Fantastic. The pianos, we have acquired the pianos for the last 16 months. Some of them were purchased. Some of them donated. Churches, synagogues, community, even families. And then we put them in our warehouse, which cost a lot of money. So this is our first year. We really want and invite the community to join our peace movement, to support us, not only financially, but by engaging and downloading the app, Pianos for Peace. So we got all these pianos, and then we engaged a diverse, beautiful team of artists, students. We have amazing artists like, for example, Mia Stone from Delju Art. We have Catalina Gomez. We have Maria Zah, who has her own fabric. We have Jeff Hinson. We even have students and, if I may say, homeless people. I mean, we engaged everybody.
To we paint.
Even my mother. My mother and my father painted the piano. I painted one. My wife painted one. Amir, our director of community engagement, directed one. And he's going to film the entire process from moving to painting to delivering. So we're going to have a documentary film. We involved Georgia State students to assist him in this film production. And we're going to feature it at our gala dinner. Everybody is invited. On top of the list is you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow,
and we're going to feature the film at our annual gala at the Civil Rights Museum, first quarter 2017.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to have sheet music on top of the piano, or this attractive booklet, which is laminated, so it could be, it won't be destroyed by the rain. How will you protect the pianos from being destroyed by the weather?
Great question, Lewis. We're going to have tarps attached to each piano. We have an ambassador for peace, an amazing community, a volunteer artist or member who lives nearby to take care of the piano and cover it. The police department, they are our peace officers. Everybody is going to engage to take care of these pianos in the two-week festival, outdoor festival. And then we're going to all move them to their permanent location so we can have the real impact. So
the unveiling, are any of the pianos in place outside now? You may hear
we're gonna
it
have
here
it behind,
first.
Behind the tour scene.
Aha.
Yes, some of them have been delivered but stored. For example, okay. The Civil Rights Museum, the Rialto. We're delivering the airport ones with the police department on Wednesday. Because it's a huge project.
Sure.
We're gonna move probably around 60 times.
Have there been unexpected reactions to this?
It has been amazing, you know. I can't forget this little kid at the Fulton Public Library. When she saw the piano, she was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
She was like, her eyes wide open, and she saw this pink piano, and she ran to us. She wanted to play it while we are moving.
Oh.
And I said, oh my God, this is the kind of reaction. If we change one child's perspective on the arts and make it accessible to them. And that's why I chose underserved communities. For example, with our amazing and historic partnership with MARTA, we are hosting our press conference at H.E. Holmes MARTA station. Why H.E. Holmes? Because we want to make the arts accessible to the underserved communities. And same thing we're doing with the underground. We're having also a workshop at Spelman College, Georgia State. So in short, what we're trying to do, we're making the art accessible to all in one of the largest public art displays, annual public art displays in the city.
What is a hashtag to share on social media? We only have a few seconds left.
Very easy. Pianos for Peace. That's the hashtag. Please, you know, Twitter, Instagram. Our website is pianosforpeace.org. We invite everybody, everyone, to become a member of in our Symphony for Peace at pianosforpeace.org.
Malik Chamdali, pianist, composer, and above all, humanitarian. Thank you so much.